Okay, the fourth and already final type of apraxia that we're going to look at is called ideational apraxia. And that's because persons lose the whole idea or concept of learned movement sequences, often involving the use of tools, for example, making a cup of tea or brushing your teeth. And here you see a person who is asked to cut the paper with a pair of scissors, but he seems to mistake it for a pen and is not quite sure what to do with it. Persons with ideational apraxia have problems both with miming certain activities or imitating them, but also with the actual tool use.